Esme shut the door behind them, and the children found themselves facing two more of Count Olaf's wicked associates.
"Why, hello there,"
the first one said in a sinister voice, pointing at the two children with an odd-looking hand. One of the fingers was curved at an odd angle, while the others hung limp, like socks hung out to dry. And Klaus and Sonny could see at once that this was the associate of Olaf who had hooks instead of hands, wearing rubber gloves to hide his unusual and dangerous appendages. Behind him was a man whose hands were not as familiar, but Klaus and Sonny recognized him just as easily, due to the hideous wig he was wearing on his head. The wig was so limp, white, and curly that it looked like a heap of dead worms, which is not the sort of wig one forgets. The children had certainly not forgotten it from when they had been living in Poultryville, and realized at once that this person was the bald man with the long nose, who had been assisting Count Olaf since the Baudelaire's troubles began. The hook-handed man and the bald man with the long nose were among the nastiest members of Olaf's troop, but unlike the majority of nasty people on this earth, they were also quite clever, and the two young siblings felt the butterfly feeling in their stomachs increase exponentially, a phrase which here means get much, much worse. As they waited to see if these two associates were clever enough to see through the children's disguises.
"I can see through your disguise,"
the hook-handed man continued, and placed one of his spurious hands on Klaus's shoulder.
"Me too," the bald man said. "But I don't think anyone else will. I don't know how you ladies manage to do it, but you look much shorter in those white coats."
"And your faces don't look as pale in those surgical masks,"
the hook-handed man agreed.
"These are the best disguises Olaf, I mean Mattathias, has ever cooked up."
"We don't have time for all this talking,"
Klaus said, hoping that the associates wouldn't recognize his voice either.
"We've got to get to room 922 right away."
"You're right, of course," the hook-handed man said. "Follow us."
The two associates began walking down the hallway of the surgical ward, as Klaus and Sonny looked at one another in relief.
"Quit,"
Sonny murmured, which meant they didn't recognize us either.
"I know,"
Klaus replied in a whisper.
"They think we're the two powder-faced women, disguised as associates of Dr. Flacutono, instead of two children disguised as the two powder-faced women, disguised as associates of Dr. Flacutono."
"Stop all that whispering about disguises,"
the bald man said.
"If anyone hears you, it'll be the end of us."
"Instead of the end of Laura V. Bleedioti,"
the hook-handed man said with a sneer.
"I've been waiting to get hooks on her since she escaped from marrying Mattathias."